La municipalité de Midland veut mettre en place tout ce qui est nécessaire afin d'améliorer la situation du logement abordable dans la communauté. L'ancien maire de Midland, Gordon McKay, préside un groupe de travail du conseil sur le logement abordable. Il a fait une présentation le 6 octobre dernier pour indiquer à la ville ce qu'elle doit faire pour attirer des développeurs sur son territoire. Nous pouvons faire certaines choses pour rendre la construction de logements abordables aussi rapide et simple que possible, a-t-il dit. Pour commencer, il faudrait que la ville se dote d'un plan d'amélioration communautaire. Dans ce plan, on y trouverait des outils financiers qui seraient à la disposition des développeurs. J'ai eu la chance de m'entretenir avec le maire actuel, M. Stuart Strattern, au sujet du logement abordable du côté de Midland. Je lui ai demandé en premier lieu quelles sont les étapes à faire, quelles sont les solutions pour aller de l'avant avec ce projet-là de logement abordable du côté de Midland.
Well, first of all, we've surveyed other successful municipalities, whether it's Calgary Affordable Housing Corporation or Vancouver Affordable Housing Corporation, examples in the U.S., to look at what's contributed to success. We've also canvassed through a poll residents in the town as to what their concerns were, and the two biggest ones were affordability and accessibility. So from the accessibility perspective, that really means more supply. I mean, we have, I think, about 3,500 new residences, whether they're townhomes or apartments or fully detached, unlikely to fit within the range of what we would call attainable. So you go from street outreach and shelters all the way through supportive housing, then into affordable housing or social housing, and what's known as an area called attainable housing. And that's where we will focus. And with the increase in housing, in order to make sure that we have supply, and it, not only in the attainable side, but in the full spectrum. In the short term, we've supported a Rockwood Housing Initiative application to the federal government, wherein we will be looking to convert a hotel into a shelter or support and sheltered and supportive housing. We've also put funds into the creation of sheltered housing.
Je lui ai demandé de me parler de ce groupe-là d'intervention, du groupe de travail, des outils qu'il propose pour aller de l'avant avec ce dossier.
In Midland, in particular, we needed to develop to understand what models were successful, and then create an environment where we would be prepared for funding coming from senior levels of government. So what does that mean? That means that we would have policy tools that allowed us to work with the senior government partners and the private sector in particular. The impediment at the moment is in the Municipal Act, where we're not allowed to do what's called bonusing or to advantage a group in the private sector or elsewhere, for that matter. So what we've recommended to council in the last meeting was that we prepare a what's called a community improvement project, and that allows us to set a range of tools or best practices that include foregoing development charges, park set-asides to relax parking standards, or not standards, but requirements, reduce the number of parking spaces, for example, and also to surplus lands that the municipality owns to be applied to negotiations with whomever to provide housing. And the town would not in itself provide housing, but would facilitate it. So it's to create an environment that facilitates the development of housing in a particular spectrum in the housing continuum. And that's for people who basically are able to carry a mortgage but can't do the down payment, or people who are able to carry rent, but can't do first and last. And also to set rents within a defined range. So fundamentally, the issue's been around for a long time. It's been exacerbated by the increase in housing prices. And Midland needs to create a policy context within which to work with partners to develop housing. That's fundamentally it.
Maintenant, j'ai voulu savoir qu'est-ce qui s'enligne sur le calendrier pour le logement abordable du côté de Midland au niveau du court terme et du moyen terme ainsi que du long terme.
Short-term approach rate at the moment is at the front end. So that's a sheltered housing support and a supportive housing. The intermediate term is working, continuing to work with the county and all and for social housing, and then it'll take about a year to work through the CIP process with public consultation and so on, present it to the minister, get the minister's signature, and then we're able to move forward with the private sector.
Finalement, le maire Stuart Strattern a convenu que la ville doit se préparer. La ville travaille avec plusieurs partenaires dans ce dossier. La SCHL en est un. Et lorsqu'on parle de la SCHL, eh bien, il faut être prêt, il faut montrer qu'on est sérieux. En terminant, je lui ai dit, est-ce que les meilleurs jours s'en viennent très, très bientôt? Voici sa réponse.
Yes, better days are closer, I would say. That's a good way of putting it.